Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from you. All right, it's just a couple of seconds before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. First, a little about the weather. It's raining. Highs in the upper 60s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, going down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow is another cloudy day with highs in the mid-60s. Clouds continue to stay through tomorrow evening, going down to the mid-40s tomorrow night. And on Monday, those clouds are still overhead with a 50% chance of showers. On Monday, it's going to be up into the mid-60s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. Yes, and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of singer-songwriters that are celebrating the earth, celebrating the beauty of the earth. Well, Earth Day is coming up. It will be on Monday, April the 22nd. And in preparation for Earth Day, I went online as the best source of information these days, and I discovered that there is a website called earthday.org. So I checked into an Earth Day network. According to their mission statement, is they work year-round to solve climate change, to end plastic pollution, to protect endangered species, to broaden, educate, and activate the environmental movement across the globe. So that really resonates with me. And music and the musicians that I am familiar with, they have such an important role to play in our culture with bringing out these kinds of ideas in their songs. So the theme for this year's Earth Day is protect our species. And there's a quote from Rachel Carson, who wrote in 1962 from her book, The Silent Spring, quote, "In nature, nothing exists alone." Well, I love the feel of that sentence in my mouth. And I think in a couple of ways, you know, first of all, loneliness, the idea that you're surrounded by life, you're surrounded by life in the form of animals and plants and other people. And, you know, no, nothing in nature exists alone, but the interdependencies of everything is really incredible. And when I look at this earthday.org website, and they list they start to list when they say protect our species. Here's the top of their list: bees, coral reefs, elephants, giraffes, insects, and whales. Well, the list goes on from there. But, you know, I was really touched by that because, you know, right here in the Delaware River Valley, we're just surrounded by beauty. We have bees. We have eagles. We don't have too many elephants and giraffes, but we've certainly got our share of insects. But when I thought about whales, it came to me that there was a song that Judy Collins recorded in 1970. She released an album, and the title of the album is Whales and Nightingales. And there's a track on this album which is really astounding. We're about to listen to it. It's a traditional song called Farewell to Tarwaithi, and the only accompaniment to Judy's voice is the singing of humpback whales. So we'll start the set with Judy Collins and her humpback whales. And after that, the next year, she released a live recording called Living. And on that recording, she sings a song written by Hamilton Camp with the lyrics by W.B. Yeats. And it's called Innisfree. And it talks about the Be Loud Glade. And it talks about being at place in nature and the beauty of nature. And I think these two songs are a lovely pair. This is Judy Collins from Whales and Nightingales.
Farewell to Tarwaithi, adieu Mormont hill, and the dear land of Crimant, I bid you farewell. I'm bound off for Greenland and ready to sail, in hopes to find riches, in hunting the cold coast of Greenland, my love, will not chill, and the longer my absence, more loving she'll feel. Our ship is well rigged and she's ready to sail. The crew, they are to follow the whale, where the icebergs do float and the stormy winds blow, where the land and the ocean is covered with snow. The cold coast of Greenland is barren and bare. No seed time nor harvest is ever known there. And the birds here sing sweetly in mountain and dell. But there's no bird in Greenland to sing to. There is no habitation for a man to live there, and the king of that country is the fierce Greenland bear, and there'll be no temptation to tarry long there. With our ship bumper full, we will homeward repair. I bid thee farewell.
true Innisfree and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. Nine bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glare. Cricket sings, their midnights all a glimmer, and noon's a purple glow, and evening's full of the linnet's wings.
Judy Collins. That's from her album, a live recording from 1971. That song is called Innisfree, the poetry of W.B. Yeats, the song written by Hamilton Camp. And the first thing we heard was a traditional ballad, The Farewell to Tarwaithy, and that was Humpback Whales singing with Judy Collins. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, we're celebrating Earth Day, which is coming up on Monday, April the 22nd. And, you know, there's a lot of aspects, there's a lot of ways you can think about what Earth Day might mean. The theme this year is protect our species. And, you know, you can think about climate change and you can think about things that you might do to reduce the impact that we have on our Earth. But it's also a wonderful time to really observe the beauty of the world around us. Because if we don't understand the beauty of it, then it doesn't mean as much to us. And it's truly a spectacular thing that we're born into this beautiful planet surrounded by nature. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, and one of the most politically active folk singers of the 20th century is Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger was born in Manhattan in 1919, and he passed away in January of 2014 at 94 years old. And the year before he died, well, he released his very first recording in 1944. What a long career, a lifetime of creativity. But in April of 2013, An audiobook was released entitled Pete Seeger, The Storm King, Stories, Narratives, and Poems. And it was a spoken word project by the percussionist Jeff Haynes. And it's Pete reading poetries and telling stories of his life with music performed by like 40 different types of musicians from all different genres. And there's a poem on this recording called To My Old Brown Earth. Oh my God, it is so beautiful. And it captures that feeling that I'm talking about, the awe that I feel for the world around me. He expresses it so beautifully. And, you know, Pete Seeger and Phil Oakes were close. And Phil Oakes also was a very powerful singer-songwriter. But he was very critical of society. He spent a lot of time writing politically oriented songs. But there was one song that Phil Oakes wrote about. It's one of the most, the sense of pride in the American continent. It's called The Power and the Glory. Walk with me through this land. It's kind of like this land is your land, this land is my land. And so Pete Seeger recorded the song in 1966 on an album he released called God Bless the Grass. Phil Oakes wrote the song in 1963. So we'll hear these two performances by Pete Seeger from 2013. We'll start with To My Old Brown Earth.
To my old brown earth, and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I. And you who sing, and you who stand nearby, I do charge you not to cry. Guard well our human chain, watch well you keep it strong, as long as sun will shine.
The sun shines bright in the summer, the trees know when to let go of their leaves, and every winter I begin to wonder how the flowers ever bloom again.
And this our home, keep pure and sweet and green, for now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
These are God's creations. Divine.
For now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
Raindrop falls to nourish the earth, and the smallest seed can grow into the strongest tree. And every morning the sun comes up to greet me, bringing life to everything you see. I find it hard to deny, 'cause it feels so right. The earth whispers deep inside, these are God's creations divine.
To my old brown earth, and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Sometimes it's hard believe in anything at all. surface. The hope of spring will bloom again. It feels so right. The earth whispers to my heart deep inside. These are God's creations divine.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Come and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys, the rivers and the plain. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. Her power shall rest on the strength of her freedoms. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia to Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio to the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedoms. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. Her power shall rest on the strength of her freedoms. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Pete Seeger singing Phil Oakes' The Power and the Glory from God Bless the Grass, 1966. And we started that set with To My Old Brown Earth, Pete Seeger's, one of his final recordings in 2013. So, you know, it's wonderful to luxuriate in the beauty of the world. And then it's something else to step up and become an activist. Well, Neil Young, he recorded an album in 2016 when the Dakota oil protests were going on. He recorded an album and he went there in person and spent a lot of time. The pipeline, the Dakota pipeline, the protests. And he released an album called Peace Trail. And he wrote a song called John Oakes. And John Oakes was an arborist or something working on the trees. And he writes a song about the life of this activist. So from Neil Young's Peace Trail, this is John Oakes. ¶¶
protecting all the trees. He's the master of irrigation, and he knows what he sees. Great farmers watering everywhere, pipes running where they please. John sees his laws are broken, trees drowning where they breathe. Now John used to be a mellow man, drinking chai and smoking weed. Ain't no one in the county ever seen what he see. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. Old John rides in his pickup with the rakes and friends in the back. Workers he takes with him, then he drives them all back to protect him from the politicians, using them to get ahead, preying on the people, trying to get inside their heads. John Oakes is really stand up, he won't take shit lying down, he calls it like he sees it. And he puts his money down. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. One day at the demonstration, John Oakes was standing up. He arrived there at the location in his old pickup truck. Took a rake in his hand, and his workers by his side, stood there waiting for his turn to speak and turn the tide. When he found himself surrounded by police everywhere, they tried to take his workers to jail when he grabbed one by his hair. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. Shots rang out and people yelled as the police took control. Shot a black man right where he fell with a sniper on the knoll. John Oakes saw law and order was leading him astray. To get back in his pickup with his workers to get away. That's when the police moved in and stood there in his way. John started up his pickup, and that was his last day. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. Pistol when the old pickup backfired and shot him there behind the wheel, and then John Oakes expired. The workers grabbed the rakes, and that's all that I can say. They went to the cemetery and they stay there to this day. John Oakes.
Neil Young from Peace Trail, John Oakes. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, it's music that relates to Earth Day, which is coming up on Monday, April the 22nd. So when I think of environmentally songs having to deal with that, one of the most prominent songs that comes to mind is Joni Mitchell's song, Big Yellow Taxi, was recorded in 1970 on her album, Ladies of the Canyon, Ladies of Laurel Canyon. And, you know, they paved paradise. And they put up a parking lot. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. Such a powerful song. Joni did another version of that song on the most recent studio recording that she's done. It was in 2007. The album is called Shine. So we're going to listen to it's such a completely different take on the song from what she did when she was younger. I love it when musicians take songs and they rework them, especially a song that you know really well. You feel like you own it. And then you hear this other way of how she said it, Big Yellow Taxi. And after that, we'll hear another song called If I Had a Heart, I'd Cry. Joni did an interview with the New York Times in February of 2007 when the album was released. And she talks about this song. The New York Times said that the song was, quote, one of the most haunting melodies she has ever written. And she talked about why, what inspired her to write the song. And here's what Joni had to say about the song, If I Had a Heart, I'd Cry. This is what she said. My heart is broken in the face of the stupidity of my species. I can't cry about it. In a way, I'm inoculated. I've suffered this pain for so long. The West has packed the whole world on a runaway train. We are on the road to extincting ourselves as a species. Joni Mitchell.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging night spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? The big paradise put up a parking lot. All the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged all the people an arm and a leg just to see. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? The pay paradise put up a parking lot. Parking lot.
can this be holy? If I had a heart, I'd cry. These ancient tales, the good go to heaven, and the wicked ones burn in hell. Ring the funeral bells. If I had a heart, I'd cry. It's a feeble hand. It's so out of hand. Big bombs and barbed wire. Meanwhile, we set our lovely sky on fire. Your little light shine. Let your little light shine. Shine on Vegas and Wall Street. Place your bets. Shine on all of them.
this union with nothing in their net. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Shine on science with its tunnel vision. Tunnel vision. Shine on fertile farmlands buried under subdivisions. Oh, let your little light shine. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine on the dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. And what we keep. Shine on Reverend Pearson, who threw away the vain old God, and kept Dickens and Rembrandt and Beethoven and fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding half a mile away. Shine on worldwide traffic jams, honking day and night. Shine on another asshole, passing on the right. Shine on all the red light runners, busy talking their cell phones. Shine on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns. Shine on all the churches. They all love less and less. Shine on a hopeful girl in a dreamy dress. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let your little light shine. Patriotic pain. Shine on mass destruction in some God's name.
bring simplicity. They traveled inward, past themselves, let their little lights shine. May all our little lights shine.
Joni Mitchell. The album is called Shine, released in 2007. That's James Taylor playing acoustic guitar with Joni on that song. So let's listen to James Taylor from an album he released in 2015 called Before This World. This is James Taylor.
Before this world was as we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one. Understand at all. No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way this goes? Oh, little lamb, never mind. So may live So much yesterday died. Let the resin rising up in the tree make the green leaf bud.
The bird and the bee and the fish in the sea feeding it in my blood.
Oh, the jolly springtime,
jolly springtime,
in the very month of May.
Oh,
the heavenly,
the
hours,
heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Yes, the winter was bitter and long, so the spring will be sweet. Come along with the rhythm and the song, watch creation repeat. Thin, thin, the moment is thin, ever so narrow the now.
Everybody say, got to live in today, don't nobody know how.
Oh, the jolly springtime,
in the merry month of May.
Oh, the heavenly hours,
oh, the come again day.
Oh,
the jolly springtime,
jolly springtime,
in the merry month of May.
Oh,
the heavenly,
the
hours,
heavenly hours,
oh, the come again day.
Oh, the beauty of this earth. That song is called Before This World from James Taylor in 2015. That was Yo-Yo Ma playing the cello with James. And that was Sting singing along with him. There's one more song by David Crosby, released in 2016 from his Lighthouse recording. You've heard of the concept of forest bathing, where you just luxuriate in the woods. Well, David has a different approach. He suggests that to escape the stress of the city, that we should drive out to the desert.
Drive out to the desert. Sail out on the sea, away from the city. Where the light hides the sky, and the stars fear to fly, and your eyes will finally see. Find a space that's quiet and lie down on your back, ground and center. In your head, till your troubles have fled and they cease their attack. In one timeless motion.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program celebrating the beauty of the earth in celebration of Earth Day. I hope you enjoyed the music. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Oh, yes. Stay tuned. The Janice Addams Show is coming right up. Support